Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
For fans who love big hits and fantastic passes, but mostly the hits that put guys on their asses, for fans who love stats and keep track of the fumblers as well as the quarterback's glittering numblers, for those who prefer being frozen to warm and enjoy leaving parking lots caught in a swarm of horse-babbling buzzers like bees in a hive as they try to decide who among them should drive, for these fans, and also for fans of a team still attempting to make of the season a dream just by making the playoffs, for that sort of fan, there may be a reason to still have a plan to watch lots of the games that are left to be played, but I'm not like those fans, and to say I'm dismayed is to understate wildly the mood that I'm in, for my passion is stories. The best ones begin with the hope that we'll see something we've never seen. Say like one team collapsing to 0-16. Oh, the Bucks, they were winless when they first began, but they only played 14. In that humble span, they were perfectly bad. That cannot be denied. But in this year's Miami, we thought we had spied a team so horrendous that it just might go and lose all of their games, 16 games in a row. Nevermore can we hope that, for Baltimore stank, and so it's the Ravens that we can all thank for the fact that there's only one story remaining possessing the power of somehow sustaining my interest in all of the sound and the fury of football's last weeks. Now, you'll see why I worry. One first isn't much, and two would have been great, but for almosts and might-have-beens, it is too late. So I've put all the marbles on Belichick's pats. If that means I'm front-running, I'll offer that that's a defensible posture for someone like me who just wants to see something unlikely to be, and though perfect's less funky than perfectly bad, I guess as the season ends, we should be glad that there still is a chance for a heck of a story of flawlessness rising, a new kind of glory. So what if the coach broke the rules? I say that's a footnote at worst, and I'll root for the Pats.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.